Stein, you know Christmas is Mac's birthday, and every year he asks me to bake him a birthday cake, and I never do. But this year, he had a big birthday, so I promised to make him a big birthday cake, multi-layer gorgeous-mungo things. And it came out good, but we also had a neighbor who brought a cake that came out of a box with boxed icing that people thought was absolutely delicious.
So, cake envy.
Cake envy, exactly. Are you much of a cake baker?
I'll tell you who is a cake baker, and that's my sister, Debbie Buchanan, who used to make these fancy cakes for a living. Cool
no
cakes.
Kidding. I'd really love to talk to her, because I have problems that I want solved.
Well, Nance, by a curious coincidence, I just happen to have Debbie all the way from Annapolis right here on the phone.
And here I am, ready to answer any of your cake questions.
I have a million of them. How can you tell when the cake is done? You're always supposed to put a toothpick in the center and it comes out clean. Mine always has schmutz on it and I leave it back in for too long. The cake's dry.
Actually, you know, I don't even really think you need a toothpick. I think it's better to just keep an eye on your cake and be aware of the time that the recipe says. When it's almost ready, just take it out of the oven, touch it, and if it springs back, it's ready.
This time I used parchment paper and the old butter and flour mix so that it comes out of the pans easily. Do you use parchment paper?
I could not live without parchment paper. I know a lot of the recipes will tell you to butter or use cooking spray and then put your parchment paper on the bottom of your cake pan, then butter it and flour it again. You really don't need to do any of that. You just need to cut out a circle. Better yet, buy your parchment paper.
I've seen
already
those.
In circles.
Yeah, you can actually get them at a baking supply or Sur La Table
sure.
sells.
And all you really need to do is just put the parchment paper around on the bottom of the cake pan. You don't need to butter it before or after. Just scrape around the sides with an offset spatula and the chip should pop right up.
So what is a really good pan?
Actually, there's two kinds you could buy. Wilton makes a really nice cake pan. The reason I like it is it has really nice straight sides. There's also another company, Magic Line. And Magic Line makes almost the exact same kind of cake pan, but it's just a little heavier and it's a little bit nicer.
Okay.
But stay away from the dark colored cake pans. Stay away from the cake pans that have handles. It might seem like it's a little convenient to have handles on your cake pans, but sides tend to be a little sloped and you're not going to end up with a really nice, clean edge on your cake.
You had another question, Nance?
Cake flour or all-purpose?
Okay. For most cakes, you really, really should use cake flour. You really don't want to use them interchangeably. Now, there's some cakes that you definitely want to use all-purpose for. For instance, a carrot cake, you'd use all-purpose flour for because it needs more structure. But for most cakes, like your birthday cake, yellow cake, a sponge cakes, that kind of thing, you absolutely want to use cake flour. And if it calls for that in the recipe, you really don't want to interchange it with all-purpose.
And then there's the frosting conundrum. Do you use confectioner sugar in your, say, a buttercream frosting?
You don't want to actually make your buttercream with confectioner sugar. It has a little bit of a gritty consistency to it, and it's just too sweet. The best recipe I've ever used is an Italian meringue buttercream frosting. I think Dee Dee Wilson has a YouTube video out on how to make Italian meringue buttercream. And it's really not that hard once you master it.
Arg, we're all out of time. But I'll put a link to that recipe video that Debbie mentioned and also print her recipe for Italian meringue right on the Food for Thought post at kplu.org. There'll be some pictures of some of her gorgeous cakes there as well. Hey, Deb, thanks so much for sharing your cake-spertise with us. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Not so crummy after all.
Leeson. And my kid sister, Deb.
She takes the cake.
Buchanan. I'm Dick without a nickname. Stein.